Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making a mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day. New hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
Welcome to Living Abundantly with Tamika Patrice Kane here on 109.910 Station. I hope your week has been filled with laughter, love, little victories along the way to keep you encouraged, and lots of simple pleasures. Know that any effort you've spent on accomplishing your goals were not in vain, no matter how it may look right now. The only way that you could fail is if you give up, and quitting is not an option. And so we have this show every Thursday, and I just nickname it Thankful Thursday. So this week, I am thankful for the recent shift in my schedule that has freed up time for me to spend the summer with my daughter before she starts kindergarten in the fall. We are finding many local treasures from Brooklyn, and it's so wonderful to see how a simple trip to the library and a chance to pick a book and check it out brings such a smile to her face. Last year, we moved between my work schedule. It has basically been just an expensive storage unit all this time. And, you know, things are decorated and we can get around, but there was so much just extra stuff in the way that just needs to be sorted through and purged, et cetera. And I got a chance to put a huge dent in that project this week, and for that I am extremely grateful. Now it feels like my home, and that's such a big deal for me. So even something as simple as unpacking boxes and removing unnecessary clutter and donating things to charity can bring such a sense of accomplishment. And I hope that you have had many things that you're grateful for this week as well. Well, tonight is a little different format that we're using than usual, and we have a special guest. This is our first guest since the show has aired. And with us this evening, we have Keisha Grant. Keisha, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Okay. Hi. Welcome to Living Abundantly. tell us a little about yourself.
Like Tamika said, my name is Keisha Grant, and I am really excited to be here with Living Abundantly. It's a part of my journey as well to find those simple treasures and learn the truths that can just bring you joy and happiness in your daily life. And I've kind of been on this journey for a few years and just most recently been able to delve a little bit deeper and see a lot of positive change in my life as a result of applying a lot of these different principles. So I'm just really excited to be here.
And we are so excited to have you. Keisha is my special guest on so many different levels. We have been kind of on this journey together, just bouncing ideas and stuff back and forth and so many different things. And she has so many gifts, so many talents. And we'll talk a little bit more about those things later on in the show. But Keisha, tell us, what brought you on this path of self-discovery and putting into practice the concepts that we talk about in the show here at Living Abundantly?
Well, I think it's just something that happens to everybody in life. You come to a point where you ask yourself questions of why am I here? What am I doing? What's the purpose of life, right? What is the meaning of life? You come to a place where you feel like you're meant to do something more or something greater or something with more purpose and just tired of the day-to-day. You know, maybe you're getting up, going to work, coming home, going to sleep and doing it, rinse and repeat, and you're doing that every day, and you're feeling like there's just got to be something more. And I think that was just really my story, you know, and what really led me to ask the questions, you know. And there's a quote that says, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And so I started to, see the lessons in life, and there were various teachers, that began to appear, whether those teachers were books or, you know, people whose path crossed mine, and I just really started to open up and say, okay, now I need some answers to some of these questions. How do I get there? What do I do? You know, what am I missing? What is it that people that are living these happy, you know, or seemingly happy lives, what is it that they know that I don't know? You know, so it's really just, first of all, recognizing that within yourself, knowing that there is something more, and then realizing that even though you don't know how exactly to get there, and you may not even know exactly what the question is. You know, sometimes, you know, Tamika and I, we have that conversation of, okay, first, what's the question? Because we can't really find the answer until we know what the question is, right? And so sometimes it's just really being still and just being open and saying, okay, I'm not even sure what to ask here, but help.
Exactly.
And I think, yeah, you know, and in doing that, just being open to the things that would come my way and then taking those things and digesting them and saying, okay, how can I apply this to my life? How can I learn? How can I grow? And where can I go from here?
Mm-hmm. I have there's a person in my life who says that every person that you meet on your journey is a teacher. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah? Okay.
I do, absolutely. So, yes, I know. Rhonda Byrne says it in one of her books. She calls certain teachers personal emotional trainers, and so that stands for pets. And sometimes those pets can train you, you know, under harsh circumstances, but nonetheless, if you look at everyone as being a teacher or a trainer, there's something that you can learn from every experience.
That's right. Whether positive or negative, sometimes the lesson is just what you don't do, you know, and we need someone sometimes to come in and show us a different point of view in order to be able to learn the lessons there. That's such a great point. Being a Christian, was this an easy transition for you?
Oh, that is a great question. No, I'll have to say, honestly, no, it was not, because I think growing up in the church, there are a lot of religious barriers to entry. some of the ideas, because you find that we are not specifically taught certain principles in the church. Mm-hmm. We learn a lot about the Bible, which is awesome. You know, it's great to know some of the history and some of the parables and be able to quote scriptures and know certain principles, but when it comes to delving deep into things like perhaps the subconscious and conscious mind, you know, or going into, you know, the differences in what you think and how to manifest those things, when you compare that to what you may have learned in a religious setting, they seem to kind of oppose each other, because typically in the church, those things are looked at as being more new age. Mm-hmm. You know, they're looked at as being a little bit more far-fetched, a little bit more secular, you know. When you refer to things as the universe, you know, people tend to get a little tense, because it doesn't really sound like you're recognizing the omnipotence of God, when in actuality mm-hmm. you are, because he's the emperor and creator of the universe.
Exactly.
So, it's a bit of a transition. You kind of have to open your mind, while there's part of your mind that wants to remain closed because it doesn't want you to accept these new ideas, but yet there's something in your heart that rings true. You know, you feel that you're drawn to these things, but then you're kind of going in that tennis match of back and forth. Is it okay? Can I believe this? Is this right? Is this against the Bible? So, yeah, it's definitely, it's been an interesting journey to kind of move, you know, from one space to another. Yeah.
Yeah. You brought up something about, religious people or church people sometimes looking at this stuff as if it's new agey. And I know when I was beginning my journey, it's like, oh, you know, is it okay to even kind of look into any of this stuff? You know, I mean, should I be applying these things? And I know, you know, what the Bible has said, you know, being in church settings and things like that, and yet it still seemed like something was missing. And, you know, when I would pray, like, okay, Lord, you know, what's missing here? I'm doing all the things that I, you know, that I know how to do, but it still seems like, you know, something is missing. I'm not getting the manifestation that I'm looking for, or things are not quite working out in the way that I thought they would, you know, based on these principles. And we just know that everything is that we need on our journey is right there waiting on us. And so, you know, the more I would ask and the more I wanted to know, the more he would reveal. And, you know, here we are. So now, how did you tie in what you were learning with your Christianity?
Well, really, I think it comes down to one of the principles that, you know, a lot of those, what the church would call secular teachings, mm-hmm. focus you in on doing, and that is meditating. You know, which is completely in line with biblical teaching, because just, for example, there's a scripture that talks about letting the words of your mouth and the meditation of your heart being acceptable in God's sight. And so what would happen is during those times of meditation, he would often bring to me various scriptures to mind that would coincide with the various things that I was learning, you know, kind of on my own on this journey. And I went like, oh, so that's what that means. You know, it was actually very eye-opening, and it continues to be, where I'm learning the deeper meaning behind the words. You know, it's not just the scripture that I memorized when I was, you know, however many years old, and we had to memorize certain, you know, scriptures for Vacation Bible School. And that's not to make fun of it at all or make light of it, you know, but it's just, you know what I mean? It's just to say this was the background. I really didn't know any better, because that's all I knew was this is, you know, I was told I was going to memorize this scripture, and then I was going to say a speech. So I have those things that I can reference and I can pull up, because, you know, they're in me because I memorized them. But now there's this practical application of knowledge that I have, because I'm not only, you know, meditating on those scriptures, thinking on those things that are pure and good and lovely and of good report, but as I'm thinking on those things and thinking on the life that I want to create, I'm realizing, oh, wait a second, those good and lovely and things that are good, a good report, that's the life that I want. That's that's what he told me. You know what I mean? That's what he told me to do. That's okay.
Yeah. That was such a pivotal method that you were, when you first touched on it, the meditations of your heart and the words of your mouth being acceptable. And so, you know, we talk a lot on the show about, you know, what are you saying, and allowing your tongue to be the rudder that leads you into the life that you want. And so when we think about, you know, what would be acceptable in the sight of the Lord, you know, what would he want to hear? You know, would he want to hear us complaining? Would he want us talking about a bunch of lacks and things that are negative? No, he would want us taking life over each other. And because the same creative power that he used to create everything seen and unseen, he has given to us. And so we have that same creative power to speak ourselves into what it is that we want. That was so, so powerful. When you began the journey, what were the first steps that you took?
Oh, good question. The first steps that I took to begin the journey, well, books are great references, you know, because some books are great references. I think one of the first things that I was introduced to, there is a book that goes along with it, but I think one of the first things that I was introduced to was a movie, which is The Secret, which a lot of people are probably familiar with. And so that was an introduction to not only the principle of the law of attraction, but also various people that were now references that I could look up, such as, you know, the Bob Proctors and, you know, some of the other people who were speakers in that film. And so now I had other references. I had a reference of a book, Wallace D. Waddles, The Science of Being Rich, you know, so I had something else that I could go and I could look up and just cross-referencing, you know, just going from one thing to another. This book led me to another author, and, you know, here surfaces Joseph Murphy, and now I can research some of his materials, and that book leads me to, you know, this person, and just kind of being open to see, in fact, where the journey does lead, you know, because it's all unfolding. I don't have a set course. I'm just seeking the knowledge. I'm seeking the information. I'm doing exactly what the scripture says. I'm asking, you know, I'm seeking, and I'm knocking, you know, looking for this information. And so, you know, I think it started with the film and then led to books. The internet is a great resource. Google is like my BFF. Anything that I want to know, I'm just typing it in Google and just researching, you know. Even recently, putting in the search, subconscious mind and the Bible, you know, to understand a little bit more about how they tie in together. So, you know, just really using those references and those tools that are out there, the internet and books, to just kind of open my mind and understanding and then see where that leads.
So she referenced the Secret, the movie The Secret, and it also comes in book format, and it's by Rhonda Byrne, B-Y-R-N-E. There's actually a couple other books that go along with that, but The Secret is the first. The next one is The Power, and the third one is The Magic. And so they all kind of feed off of each other and give you more pieces of the puzzle, if you will. So when you begin the process, you know, these steps that are, you know, leading you into this abundant life, did you see immediate changes in your circumstances?
No, I did not. No, I did not. And something that I came across today actually helped to shed some light to perhaps why that didn't happen early on. Now, I did see some changes just in my attitude and behaviors, not necessarily completely in my outward world, which is where it starts. I mean, the outward is a manifestation of the inward. So, you know, you have to start there doing, you know what I mean? You have to start there doing the inner work. So what I did notice inwardly is that I changed the way I talk to myself. I think sometimes we don't really recognize our self-talk because our minds don't really stop. They're constantly going. They're constantly, you know, constantly processing, constantly thinking. We think all sorts of things throughout the day. We focus and then we lose focus and we come back and then we're off on another tangent. And I really started to focus in on what I was thinking about, and I realized I really kind of talked kind of mean to myself. I was really very, you know what I mean, just very cynical.
Yeah.
I was very negative. I really was not very hopeful about my circumstances. So when it comes to a place of, you know, let's say people say, oh, you should say positive affirmations. Well, that's one part of it, but if you don't really believe it and inside your head you're saying this is not going to work, then you wonder why you're praying and you're not seeing anything happen, you know? So I say, you know what I mean? So I say no to the fact that I didn't see anything necessarily happen because I was still talking very negatively to myself. I
so
was thinking, you know.
Go ahead. Finish that thought.
Oh, sorry. No, I was just saying I was seeing, you know, some of the, you know, seeing the film or reading some of the books, but if you don't change the way that you actually believe, if you don't change the way that you speak to yourself and the way that you think, you're not really going to manifest any change in your life, and it could lead to even more frustration. Well, now that I found this information and I've kind of found, you know, what I believe to be true, nothing is changing in my life. Yes, because you have not changed the way you believe. You don't really believe it. You're saying things and, you know, you're praying things, but inside your heart, you still don't really think it's possible for you.
That's right. When things seem to be moving slowly or appear that the circumstances of your life maybe even got worse, what made you hold on and keep going with what you had learned versus reverting back, you know, to where you what you were used to, what you used to do?
Well, you know, to be honest, I think there were times that I did revert back, you know, because there is, you know, when you've been programmed for something for years and telling yourself, you know, I don't know how I can do this. I don't know if I can afford it. You know, how am I ever going to get out of this? It's not something that happens overnight. You know, it's not that happens in a week. It's not something that happens in a month. You know, you really do have to keep at it. And I think the thing that just would bring me back after I would revert, and then it like the time would lessen, you know what I mean, from my lapses of going back, it would be a shorter period of time before I get back on board because I would always come back to that place of, but I'm more than this, you know, but I'm supposed to have more than this, but my life is supposed to be better. But I remember those visions that I saw, you know, and so those would be the things that would bring me back. Wait a second, I know I'm supposed to be, there's more purpose in me than this. I'm better than this, you know, so it's those moments of clarity that would bring me back to, okay, we've got to get back on board because this is still not where you're supposed to be. You're still not there. Clearly, you're not where you used to be, but you're still not there. You got to keep going, you know, you got to keep going. So it's just getting that picture back, getting back to that moment of, I know my life is more, you know, I know there's a greater purpose, and I have to get there.
I love that you say that even when you find that you would revert back to some of your old ways, that each time you would do it, it would take less time to get back to the new stuff that you were learning. And so, you know, we kind of talk about this on the show, you know, and just encouraging, you know, the people who are just kind of starting off on the journey, you know, give yourself credit, you know, for what you have done, you know, for the changes that you are making. You know, you didn't get where you were overnight, and the changes are not going to happen in just one night either. You have to give yourself time and be patient with yourself. You know, sometimes we can be our own worst critics, you know, but if you are bouncing back faster, that's something to give yourself credit for. Something, you know, if a hit in this area over here of your life, you know, in a relationship area would knock you out for a year and you'd be, you know, depressed, and now it's only taking you a month or a week or just 3 days or whatever. Those are things to be proud of and things to, you know, to give yourself credit for, and those should be looked at as encouragement, you know, to keep going. Like, yes, this stuff is working. The changes are actually making a positive difference and impact in your life. And as you are changing and, you know, you are kind of sticking with the program, you know, other people are noticing that too. So if you have something to, you know, to say to our audience tonight, you know, for somebody who feels frustrated with the journey, or it doesn't seem like, you know, manifestation is happening quite fast enough, you know, what encouragement do you have for them tonight?
Well, you know what? What you just said was powerful. That was absolutely right on target. And I would just take that and, you know, go even deeper and say, you know, make sure that when you recognize those moments that you are coming back quicker, you're bouncing back faster, that you consciously stop and pause and recognize that, you know, and feel that strength within yourself. You know what? The time that someone would have said something like that would have, like, blah, 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 you know, but now mm-hmm. I'm a different person. I'm in a different space. That didn't even affect me. That did not even enter, you know what I mean, consciously. I just completely rejected that thought. I did not accept that, you know, as mm-hmm. you and I talked to Tamika, like, I did not own that person's issue, you know what I mean? Like, I am in a different space in my life, and just really recognize that and celebrate it. And then not only that, but realize that even though you may not feel like you're seeing something working in your life, things are working. And the very example is a seed that goes into the ground. When you mm-hmm. plant that seed and it goes underground, you have no idea what's happening in that germination process. That's right. A miracle and a wonder of life. You know, that right. inside that apple seed is a tree, and we don't get to see that tree until it goes in the ground. And mm-hmm. just because you don't see it growing doesn't mean it's growing. What you have to do is every night you go to bed and you wake up. You know, you sleep and you rise. You sleep and you rise.
That's right.
The next thing you know, there's this little blade. Then there's a little bit more manifestation, and then there's a little bit more. You know what I mean? So it just depends on what that thing is that you have thought of, pray for, you know, you're meditating on. It may take a little bit more time, but it doesn't mean it's not happening in your life. It doesn't mean
That's
that
right.
you're not changing. It doesn't mean you're not getting there. You are on that path, and all you have to do is continue to see it, continue to visualize it, continue to live in that life, live in that abundant life, even though it doesn't feel like it's anything abundant right now. Live in that place and know that it is happening. That's the main thing that I can just say to anyone who's listening. Like, even if you haven't even started saying anything positive to yourself, even if you haven't even, you know, if listening to this show tonight is the start of your journey, congratulations. Like, you are on your way. Good job. You know what I mean? Things are changing in your life right now. But I haven't even said anything. You're listening. This was the start.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's
so
right.
Know that you're on that path. Everything that you do every day, you know, just be conscious of it. Just if you could do one thing, if someone could say, well, what's the first thing I can do? Monitor your thoughts.
That's
Monitor
right.
your thoughts. Think about what you're thinking about. Think about what you're thinking
mm-hmm.
about, because what
yeah.
you think about most of the time is going to manifest for good or bad. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? So
right.
realize
right.
the power that you have in that, and just know that it's going to take some time. Like you said, you know, I mean, it's not going to be something that happens overnight, but just know that it will happen, just like that shift. You're not going to be able to completely turn a shift completely around and make a 180 just by turning it a hard left. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's going to inch a couple degrees at a time because it's a big shift, you
That's
know,
right.
but you are at the helm of that ship, and that tongue is the rudder of the ship. So start
mm-hmm.
to speak
right.
things that are turning it gradually 1 degree to the left, 2 degrees to the left. It's still moving. You know what I mean? 1 degree,
That's right.
two
yep.
degrees. 3 degrees, you're still moving.
That's right.
Just know, little by little, you're inching in that direction, and don't stop.
Yeah.
Just don't stop.
That's awesome. That is so great. And I feel like I need to add this. You know, like, most people have more than one area of their lives that they're working this stuff on, these principles. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, you may find that you are not in the same place in every area, and that is really okay. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
You have to just kind of, you know, keep track of, you know, where you've been and see where you are. But don't even compare, be curious from one area of your life to the next area of your life.
Mm,
just because,
that's
you know,
good.
You just will not be in the same place at the same time, you know, just like any other part of your life, you know. So you're making
mm-hmm.
the changes, you are applying the principles, you're doing all the stuff that you need to do, you know, but it will take root however it takes root, and it will manifest and begin to show up in whatever way that it's going to manifest and show up. And so, you know, you may have certain areas of your life that have never really been a struggle, but you just kind of want to fine-tune some stuff. Obviously, it would be much
mm-hmm.
easier for you to manifest things in that area of your life than something you've always struggled with. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, just give yourself time, give yourself patience, you know, and give yourself credit for what it is that you are doing. And just know that, first of all, you know, you are worth all of the effort that you are putting into changing your life. You know, that is such, that's such a big deal, especially if you have been made to feel like, you know, maybe you don't have any worth, or that you don't have any value, or that, you know, what your needs and desires are not important. They don't mean anything. They do mean something. They mean something to you on the inside, enough that you would pick up, you know, a phone, and or pick up a book, or researching things online, whatever it is, and they mean something to God, you know. And so, you know, just keep going, and don't forget, you know, it's as we change that, that the circumstances around us and the people around us have to change too. So as you continue on your path and on your journey, you know, everything around you is eventually going to shift too. And you might begin to see some of those shifts right away. You know, sometimes it may spring up as what I call behaviors. You know, you may see, you know, you may see folks, you know, springing into behaviors because they are, you know, kind of like fighting against, like, no, you know, no, I don't want anything to change. And yet everything needs to change. And so just because, you know, someone, you know, may bring behaviors, you know, your way, doesn't mean that you need to shrink back. No, you need that. That's your indicator. You are right on the right path doing exactly what it is that you need to be doing. And you keep going in that area. You know, now for me, when behaviors spring up in people, it makes me have to step back and say, okay, you know, what other area is it that I need to tweak here? I had mentioned before, or maybe a couple shows back, that it was a kind of a key point in my life, and some stuff was coming out. I think it was around the time the book was coming out, and things like that. And pretty much anything you can think of that was springing up or could spring up was. At, you know, this point where I had to say, okay, you know, what is going on here? You know, like, am I, you know, sending out energy and vibes? Am I chaotic? Or, you know, and Lord would say, oh, no, you're not. No, actually, you're a very peaceful, calm person. But, you know, because of the circumstances that you know, like family circumstances, you know, you grew up around a whole lot of chaos. But you know how to not be chaotic within yourself, but you never learn how to shut it down around you. And so that gave me a new thing to start confessing over myself that, like, you know, my life is drama and chaos free. You know, I don't do drama. And so anybody who's dealing with me can't be doing drama either. So my confession is literally that, you know, my life is drama free. You know, everyone that I deal with is, you know, is drama free and free from chaos. And literally the atmosphere around me is free from chaos. So even if it had been chaotic before I got there, the moment I walk in, the atmosphere has to change because that is my confession. I'm not dealing with drama. I'm not dealing with chaos. I don't have to.
That's good.
So, you know, just you can look at that stuff and say, okay, oh, this is just another area that I could just tweak a little bit more. You need to just make sure that I'm got my every base covered here, you know, because you don't have to put up with everything. So we talk a lot about how our mental blueprints dictate the outcomes of our lives. And as I've studied, I've learned that the subconscious mind doesn't have the ability to reason. It accepts whatever it is that it's said to it as truth and then begins to match those outcomes of your life with whatever that belief system is. That's so powerful because if you have what they sometimes will refer to as stinking thinking, you know, you are going to be manifesting stuff that you really don't want, not even knowing, you know, that you're doing it. You know, you're thinking, it's some outside thing, but the truth is it really isn't stuff going on there. And so, you know, you actually end up manifesting what you don't want versus what you do want. And we talk about the power of, like, the positive confession and how important it is to keep your mouth aligned with the outcomes that you seek. And I love that you mentioned how big the boat is and how it will take, you know, turning that rudder, you know, and being consistent with it in order to get that big ship to go in the direction that you want it to go. That was such a powerful analogy there. And so we want to talk about, you know, how you want to, you know, keep things going and the effective ways to reprogram your subconscious mind and things like that. So, like, I know that for me, one of the things that I use to start reprogramming my subconscious and getting myself a new blueprint, and let me just kind of give this example about the blueprint, too. If you type a document into a computer and the document has an error and you print it, then the error is on the document that you printed. And so it's like, okay, you know, you could give it out, but the error would always be there. So you could take white out and you could fix it on that paper, but because it's inside the computer, if you've never fixed it in the computer, every time you print it, the error is still going to appear. And so you can liken your mind to being that computer, and so we are right now fixing the error inside the computer of your mind, so that you can, when it prints or when it comes up and manifests, it is actually a fixed version. So that's what we're trying to do here. One of the things that I did when I was working and starting the process of, you know, like renewing my mind, was to go through like subliminal teachings. That actually kind of scared me at first, because I'm thinking, I don't know if I want to be dealing with anything like that, and you don't know what people are speaking over you, and you're just like feeding stuff into your mind, you know, that you can't even quite grasp, but it's affecting you, and you know that it's affecting you. So that I found that to be kind of scary, you know, at first. And so, yeah, I looked into some stuff and ended up picking up some different teachings from, I think the very first one I picked up was a CD by Louise Hay. I really like her stuff a whole lot. I mentioned her a lot in the show, just because her works have been so pivotal in helping me to reach levels of healing and change and stuff like that. But the first one I picked up was called Stress Free. And so the thing I liked about it was that the first half of the CD, she actually had like the affirmations that she was speaking over you on the subliminal piece. Actually, you could hear it. You could audibly hear it. So, you know, and it's, you know, the music is very soothing, and she's speaking very slowly. But not only, you know, can you hear what she's saying, but as she's talking, you can actually confess those things over yourself too, even as she's doing it. So you know exactly what it is that is being confessed over you, you know. And then you go into the subliminal piece. Of course, you don't really hear it, you know, but you have, it's like, you know, just kind of giving yourself a shot, inject it right into your subconscious, you know, to help change your thinking. And I can feel changes like immediately, you know, and I just felt, you know, calmer and, you know, more serene and, you know, things like that. And it was good. So if you are nervous, you know, about the subliminal stuff, there are kind of ways around that. And then, like, the more I dealt with it, then I think my next step then was to take my list of affirmations. So at this point, I had looked at the book by Louise Hay called You Can Heal Your Life. And I went through the back of the book and, you know, saw any area that I had like physical ailments, you know, at any point in my life. And it's so funny, because as I was looking, you know, she has the ailment, and then she mentions whatever the thought pattern was that's actually going on that's attached to that ailment, and then the new thought process. And when I would go through and I would look and say, okay, oh, well, maybe I was having, you know, this health issue at the time. And then I would look at whatever the mindset was that was attached to it, and like, she was right on every single time. I'm like, oh, my goodness, I had no idea. Yes, that's right, I was real stressed. Yep, there's somebody here, you know, and yep, that's exactly what happened. And so, you know, it was helpful to me to know that I didn't have to just be sick. But, you know, now, I think in theory we kind of know it, you know, that we don't have to be sick, and we don't have to have all kinds of health issues and stuff like that. But I, you know, we are fed so many images and so many, you know, things, and, you know, you have, you know, commercials, and they're always, you know, talking about medications and trips to the doctor and, you know, healthcare reform and, you know, whatever else is going on. And so sometimes we just kind of buy into the lie that we have to be sick, but the truth is we don't, you know. And so, but that was some of the stuff that I had put in my audio. And then I had other things I was working on, like very specific, you know, stuff that I may have wanted to do or areas of my life that I knew that I needed to work on. And I had a whole, you know, list of things. And this is kind of one of the projects that Keisha and I worked on. We just happened to be having a conversation, and I told her what I was interested in. She said, oh, I have a software. I can do that. And I'm like, oh. So we made an appointment, and I was there recording my voice, you know, and then she took what I recorded and laid it, and then laid, you know, soothing music and stuff over it. I did one for my daughter, and there were some things that she was kind of struggling with. And I could really see, you know, like, a difference, and I could feel it. I would wake up, and I would, like, put it on auto repeat, like, real low at night while I slept, and I would wake up in the morning and would feel such a difference, and knew that those things were making a difference. So, you know, Keisha, let's talk a little bit about that. You know, talk about that purpose that you offer, and even your own experience with the subliminal teachings that kind of go in there and help to change the blueprint in your mind.
Yeah, definitely. You know, your example of the blueprint and making the copy, I think that is just really powerful because you can visualize that, right? You can see that. I mean, if you don't change the actual document, it doesn't matter how many times you print it or write it out, it's the document is still going to have that flaw. It's still going to have that error. And so that blueprint that's in our mind is still going to be there. If we don't reprogram ourselves, then we are going to keep getting the same output. And that's the definition of insanity, right? Doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. You keep pressing enter and print, and you want it to be a different document, but you have done nothing to change what's on that screen. So that definitely is really, really powerful. Another thing that kind of comes to mind is just according to your faith, is it done unto you? So you have to choose what you're going to believe in order to see that thing done. You know, you have to, you know, like you said with the blueprint, I mean, you can really just think of your life, you know, the landscape of your life, like you are building like your dream house. You know, you're, whatever the thing is, you know, that you're trying to construct, I mean, you are laying out that blueprint. So like how you said, you can pick different things that you're working on at that time. So it can, there's multiple areas. We're multi, you know, faceted. And so you can literally take, you know, an area of your life and speak positive things, you know, and be able to see the changes happen in your life. So subliminally, so what's so powerful about subliminal? Well, that's the difference between the conscious and the subconscious mind, right? Anything that's sub
right.
is the thing that is under. So the subliminal messages are really getting to that sub mind or getting to that sub level, because consciously sometimes we really say things, but they haven't really gotten into our heart. You know, like I was kind of saying earlier, you know, we're saying things and we're saying these affirmations, but we don't believe them. Well, one way to bring that belief process higher within yourself is through repetition. When you're repeating
That's
those
right.
things over and over and over, and sometimes, to be honest, we're not always in a great place to be able to say them. You know what I mean? Because if you haven't really focused your heart to believe them, sometimes you're like, well, I could say this, but I haven't really seen anything change. But you can listen to it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you're soothing music and you're going to sleep, you don't have to work at that. You just rest. You rest, and while you are doing that peacefully, your mind never sleeps. You know, there are things
right.
that, for people who aren't really seeing the picture, the difference between the conscious and the subconscious, think about when you learned how to drive. You know, you had to consciously think about pressing the gas, hitting the brake, putting on your turn signal. It was probably just the most nerve-wracking thing that you could ever think of doing. Did you, you know, you probably never imagined you could drive on the freeway, you know, whatever it was. And now you do things on autopilot, subconsciously. You didn't even think about it. Driving is not something you can think about other things while you're driving, because you don't have to think about driving, right? It's a subconscious thing. And so that's how we want the positive affirmations to become in your life. We don't want them to be work. You know, we don't want them to be things that you consciously, okay, say positive things, I will be successful. No, know that you will be. That's a part of your blueprint. You know, I am living a healthy, you know, wealthy, you know, abundant life, whatever those things are that you're saying, you don't have to work that up. Now that is a part of every fiber of your being, you know. And so until you get to the place where that is deep down in you enough that you are solid and you're concrete and according to your faith, those things can be unto you, then you need a little help, and that's okay. You know, so to get to that subconscious mind, to get to that level where you're on autopilot and you're not thinking about it, go ahead and listen to it. Listen to yourself say it over and over and over. Let it soothe you, you know, in the night. Some of the best times to influence your subconscious are when you first wake up, when you're in that sleepy kind of, you know, dreamlike state, and right before you go to sleep. When you are going to have hours and hours of uninterrupted, you know, time to meditate and let your subconscious just drink it all in. Those are the best times. And so, you know, if we need that extra reinforcement, then that's what we do. But we do it because we're committed to ourselves. Like you were saying, Tamika, you're worth every extra effort. Some people may think you're crazy. You're listening to that? You really think it works? Yes. Yes, it works. I'm changing my mind.
Right.
I'm reprogramming my mind. You know, I'm doing it. step by step, a little bit at a time. And the thing that's so powerful about what we do, you know, as far as like our project is, you get to hear your own voice, you know, and if you don't know the words to say, you know, or you want to have, you know, someone else say it for you, you know, send me the words. I'll put it together, you know, or tell me what you want to fix. Fix, you know, tell me the area and we'll come up with some positive affirmations. You know what I mean? You don't have to know everything. You just have to have the desire. You just have to have the willingness, you know, to
put
it to work and just know that, like we've been saying, you know, every little step that you do is going to get you there. You know, when you have a free moment, if it's on your break at work, you have 15 minutes, put your iPod on and listen to your subliminal, I am an entrepreneur. You know,
yeah.
I am a successful business owner. I own blah, blah, blah. You know, my company is blah. You know what I mean? Just whenever you have time until it gets down into you and you start to see those things manifest. And what you'll start to see is opportunities of, oh, you know, this came across my path, or I found this article on the internet, or I ran into this person at the grocery store. And you'll think, at first, you'll think these things are coincidences because you're not really trained, you know what I'm saying, to the point of recognizing that, no, you are actually manifesting this in your life. This is a result of all the things that you've been doing, all the things that you've been saying. Now you're getting there. So then when you start to recognize those steps, you're going to move even closer because now you see the power of what you're doing. Oh, this is happening.
When, you know, when you decide what it is that you want, please know that right away a test is going to come to determine if you're really serious about it. And so say, for instance, you have decided that you want a new job, you want to be doing a certain kind of work, you want a certain wage, and you want to be within maybe 30 minutes of your home. So a job is going to come up. You know, someone's going to call you and think that you have everything they're looking for, and the job is going to be 45 minutes from home, not 30 minutes like an app. You know, you want health insurance, it's not going to have health insurance. You know, all these things, and it's going to be a test. And it's like it's the universe way of saying, okay, now are you serious about it? You know, are you serious about what it is that you're saying that you want? Because whatever it is that you are serious about, we're here to manifest for you. So, you know, you and you can't let the fear of, you know, but another job opportunity may not come my way. Influence your choice because you ask for a specific thing and God's there to meet that need. And he is there to do what it was that you had asked him. As a matter of fact, when you choose life and all of this stuff we're talking about is choosing life, you know, all of heaven and all of earth backs your decision to that choice that you made for life and then helps to just put stuff right together for you and then, you know, things will happen. But if you let fear rule your decision and then you decide to accept this position that's not what you said that you wanted, you know, then that was your way of letting the universe know I am not serious about what it is that I'm saying that I want. You can just bring me any old thing because I'll accept it. So just know that whatever it is you decide that you want, a test is going to come up and it's going to come quick. So, you know, be prepared for it, recognize it, you know, when it happens, and stick to your guns because you're worth what it is that you're asking for. If you want it, you know, the same old stuff that you had before, there will be no reason for you to be in this process whatsoever. You know, and please know that even as we're talking, you know, we did not have all of our stuff together. We are still working. And the truth is, you know, we are these wonderful works in progress, but we will be that until our dying day. You know, and we will be just evolving. You know, there will always be something more to put in place, you know, and you will decide, okay, yes. And you may have 15 things on your first list, and you may accomplish all 15 of those things. By the time you get to the end of that list, you may have more stuff that you want to accomplish now. You know, oh, I like to tweak some stuff over here, and I think I want to take a, you know, trip around the world over there or whatever it is that's there. So if you, you know, just know that you will be continually arriving. You know, it's not just a one-time arrival. You need to kind of know that. And so we're right there on the journey with you, putting all this stuff into practice. And, you know, and there are times when, you know, you just may not feel your best and you may not feel encouraged and you may not feel like you can do it. You know, things have not manifested, or you know, it may have been, you may have hit, had a hit that just hit below the belt, and you're like, you know what, I don't feel like I can really deal with this right now. You know what, we are human, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we're
yeah.
talking about how our process here, and so, you know, if the result is you bounce back from that hit faster, that's okay. You are still right in the midst of where it is that you need to be, bringing about the life that it is that you're saying that you want. You're still right there, you know. So don't
yeah.
beat yourself up if it feels like you're having a very human moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes
mm-hmm.
too human for your own good. No, you're still
right
where you need to be. Just keep it moving,
mm-hmm.
you know, anyway. So, Keisha, if someone wanted to contact you about getting one of these custom subliminal tapes made, CDs made, you know, how could they reach you?
Well, one way they can reach me is Facebook.
Okay.
There is... Coming soon, there will be a site where the name of the information, or the company, I should say, is P31 Publications. So it's coming
okay.
soon. The site is actually still under construction, but just keep that name in mind and check back with me frequently because it should be up and running soon. That's a lowercase
okay.
P31 Publications. And
okay.
definitely feel free to send any messages, any thoughts. That's going to be a place where hopefully we can kind of keep each other uplifted and, you know, post inspirational messages. But definitely that's going to be a way where you can touch base with me and we can just kind of talk about your journey. Where do you want to go? Where do you see yourself? You know, even if it's like what we call, Tamika and I call like the mind movies, you know,
mm-hmm.
if it's just pictures.
Oh, yeah.
You know, some people make vision boards, and so they cut out, you know, pictures of magazines and, you know, have like a vision board of different things that they want to see. But I also do like a digital, you know, kind of thing. So if you have like certain pictures of, you know, whatever it could be, you know, that you just want to kind of replay, and you can even replay that with your subliminal music. I mean, there's so many different ways to do it to just kind of supercharge and jumpstart, you know, your journey where you have something to see and listen to, you know. So
mm-hmm.
there's lots of different ways to do it, and I'd be happy to just, you know, talk with you about what would be the best way for you and making sure that you are on the path to where you want to go.
Okay, so making sure that you guys got that was P as in Proverbs, P31 Publication. Is there a phone number where you can be reached?
There's not a phone number at this time, but there's going to be some more information
okay.
Coming on the P31 website. So
okay.
that's definitely going to be the first place to check. And, you know, there's going to be a couple more places while things are in the works, but definitely Facebook is going to be the main point of contact. So,
okay, very good. Okay, so we'll look for you there. So we'll be looking for that P31 Publications as a Facebook fan page very soon. You know, keep posted. And in the meantime, if you need to reach her, you know, you're always welcome to, you know, to write me, and I can forward information along that she is in her process here of getting started. But she has been absolutely delightful to work with, very professional, and she does so many things. Actually, she's the one who does all my collaterals and things like that, all my printed materials for the book, and she's just fantastic. I love working with her. I may have an idea, and she will take it and just expand upon it, and it's 100 times better than I thought. I'm like, yes, that's exactly what I wanted, only I didn't know I wanted it. So, yeah, I love working with her, and you will love working with her as well. So I'm so glad
you
guys can talk about these things, Keisha. And I am delighted to let you guys know that we have secured another location and date for the book signing for my novel, Season of Change. The book signing will be Saturday, July 13th from 1 to 3. That's at the Metro Commons Clubhouse. The address is 28745 Sanborn Road in Romulus, Michigan. Again, that's Metro Commons, 28745 Sanborn Road in Romulus, Michigan. So if you're in the Detroit area, we would love to see you. You can come on out and let me meet you. Keisha will also be present for you to talk to about, you know, the services and stuff that she provides. Keisha, you've had a chance to read Season of Change?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
What do you have to tell the audience about the book?
I have to tell the audience that they have to read this book.
You
have to read this book. Yes, it is. It is absolutely. It's a profound work. I mean, Tamika is a prolific writer, poet, so many things, but she really has just poured her heart and soul into what we get to see as her first published novel, and many more to come. So just, I mean, if you are ready to laugh, cry, you know, have your heart get ripped out and then rejoice, and, I mean, just so many different emotions. You're drawn into the story. You're drawn into the characters. You really feel like you are a part of the lives of each and every person who is living this story, and there's just so much truth in it. And you just walk away really with your mind kind of open to a different reality, a different side of life that maybe you haven't seen, or maybe you see yourself in so many different ways. And so it's just, it's a reality check. It's uplifting, it's inspiring, it's encouraging, it's so many things, but it is something you have to read. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you a lot about it, but I'm an avid reader. I love, you know, picking up a good read. It's something that, you know, I picked it up and literally could not put it down. So if you can make it on the 13th, please do so. You know, it's great to be there live, but if you can't, you got to go to the website. You got to go to, you know, to Amazon. You got to go to any place where you can pick it up, and you have to get a copy of this book. So, it's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you for those kind words. So, again, the book signing will be Saturday, July 13th from 1 to 3 inside the Metro Commons Clubhouse. Enter by the pool. The address is 28745 Sanborn Road, Romulus, Michigan. That's 28745 Sanborn Road in Romulus, Michigan. And, you know, as always, if you have not had a chance to follow me, you can go to my website. It's kind of one-stop shopping there. You can access all of my links right from the website. So my web address is www.TamikaPatrice.com. That's TamikaPatrice.com. And, you know, there you can access my Twitter and Facebook. You can opt in for the newsletter. You can, you know, see the blog, you know, my calendar. You can contact me for, you know, private events and stuff like that. And so, you know, I look forward to, you know, to hearing from you. And you can also, you know, like my email address and stuff is there too, snail mail, all of that. So you can reach Keisha through me right now too, until she gets everything up and going. And we are so glad and grateful that you have had a chance to be with us this evening. You know, Keisha, thank you for sharing your insight and, you know, your journey with us. You know, it's always a pleasure. And you know, I am just
thank you for having me.
To,
so happy to be here.
Yes, my pleasure. Absolutely, my pleasure. So, you know, you guys will be seeing more from her. You know, she just does so many. She has so many gifts, you know, and she doesn't just have, like, the gift, but she also has the gift, like, teaching. So, you know, it's wonderful. She dances, such an anointed dancer, and, you know, and then she has this, you know, the gift with, like, you know, the graphic designs and all those things. And it's just, you know, she has something for you. And so I am just really hoping that you all will you know, touch base with her and get a chance to, you know, to see some of her work and get a chance to work with her. Will be a very pleasurable experience. So, you know, as always, you know that you are worth the effort, you are worth the journey that you're on, and remember to make day a day on purpose. Good night.
Good night.